like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Helmut Kremling.
And this is It's Movie Time. Helmut, there's a movie out called Boyhood. What do you think about this, the notion of having the same actors for 12 years? Does it work for you?
Well, not only does it work for me, it seems to work for all the critics and the film festivals.
Yes.
Because I can't recall a film that has come into Columbus with more awards, higher praise than this film has. But yet, I do want to say it's not totally original. Truffaut in 400 Blows followed the path of a young man from childhood to adulthood. But he did it in the course of three or four films, whereas Linklater does it in one film. And we follow the passage from Mason, the hero, from childhood to a young adulthood.
Richard Linklater, some of my favorite movies in the last few years have been his, and they've all been part of the Before Sunrise trilogy. Some of you will remember Hawk and Julie Delpy, Walk and Talk in this movie. And since I'm a word person, I love it. It's all talk.
Linklater has chosen Ethan Hawke as his favorite actor.
It got me.
He's a very chatty, very intellectual type. Although in this film, he plays an immature ex-husband who sometimes takes the kids on weekends and he does the fun things he wants to do and not what the kids want to do.
And Lorelei Linklater, whom you mentioned as the young daughter, was delightful as a young girl.
Yeah.
Sassy, mouthy, smart.
She is that way initially, and then later on she seems to fade.
She does.
Linklater pays less attention to her because the young man is the focus of attention.
Although I still feel her standing in the background watching and now and then commenting. She's like a constant. Most of this happens just the way it might happen in our family. Why wasn't I bored in this 3 hours? It was the fastest 3 hours I've sat through in a long time.
Not only did the film seem to pass rapidly, we were still eager to find out more about Mason.
Talking about Ethan Hawke's character, the father who is divorced and coming back into their lives. And he has one of the best lines when he talks to his son. When he's bowling, he wants bumpers so he can get a better shot. And Dad says, life doesn't give you bumpers. For my written review, I put it, I think, right at the lead. We're all just winging it.
Even the mother at times wings it. She does the heavy lifting in raising her two children.
Arquette's mom makes a couple of bad choices in husbands.
I've been thinking, how can I possibly, as a film critic, find flaws in this film is in the portrayal of the mother. She doesn't get enough credit for the extraordinary work she does in raising her children. Linklater saddles her with horrible choices in future husband.
Also, she kind of follows a pattern. She's a bit clueless in her choice of men. Even with Ethan Hawke as dad, he's a boy riding around in his GTO. And she's a woman on her way. She's smart. She's grounded. She does consistently have flaws in her decision about her men, which is what I like.
I think he's not quite fair to the mother figure in this film. But that's his choice. I choose to find it as a flaw,
sure.
Right?
There are those out there who will perhaps object to the fact that we once more have deified young men, boys, as if they were the only thing worthwhile in our culture. I would have liked to have seen Linklater's daughter. I would like to have seen more of her. She had a great deal of promise. I, as a critic, always go in and say, I will go wherever that director wants me to go. Wherever he wants to take me, all I'll be here to say is how well he does it. And with the boy-centered, man-centered world, he does a magnificent job. And I believe the magnificent job he does is taking the most mundane of events in life, picking them and making them interesting. It's a way for me to look over my life as a father. Andrew Marvel, Coy Mistress. At my back, I always hear time's winged chariot hurrying near.
Oh.
This is as much about time as it is anything.
Yeah. It really is about time.
I am awarding this a solid A. And Helmut Kremling, Professor Sir, what grade would you award this film?
I give it an A with a minus attached.
I knew you would. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.